Hey, welcome to the Linux Link Tech Show. First of the new year for 2005. My name is Dan. We had a little bit different show going on tonight due to the weather. I have Alan and Link Skyped in, and so audio quality may be a tad iffy. Alan, Link, are you guys there?
We're here.
We're here.
All right, so hopefully everything will run smoothly and we'll have no crashes. But if we lose those guys, it doesn't matter anyhow, right?
Yeah, sure.
So we should just go back into a comic show.
That's it. I will be discussing Conan the rest of the evening again.
The second annual Conan show, right?
Yes. The second.
Second or third?
No, second. We didn't do another one. I didn't do another one after that.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's right. Not yet. You know what? Let's get this night rolling. It's a little after 8:30, so we're starting a little behind the time, but that's because of the weather again. How's the weather over there?
Weather over here is wait. Let me look out the window
weather.
Right here. It looks like sleet outside with a little bit of snow covering my car. So it's pretty bad. Anyway, That's why we're doing the show the way that we're doing it today. And basically...
Because I live much closer to Link than Dan.
Basically, Alan and I are in the eastern branch of the Linux Link Tech Show, and Dan is in the regular studio the next city over. So we're kind of trying to Skype everything together and make it somewhat listenable, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to get...
So far, it's been interesting.
You know, here we go. I got people on the chat. I got people on the Skype chat. Matthew Bischoff wants to ask a question. I'll let him know at 9:30.
Then we'll start Skyping people in?
Yeah. So we'll do that at 9:30. WDSMN.com says to make it louder. I turned up my volume on my speakers on my computer and on the mixer over here, so hopefully it's a little louder now. We got to be careful because when I turn it up, we tend to get a lot of static if it gets too loud. So let me know if the audio is still too low. See what we can do about that.
Yeah, see, that's WDM. Is that Tim over there?
It might be.
WDSMN.
Aren't you on the chat?
No, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can see for yourself.
Well, I'm asking a question. Our buddy Tim, great listener, Tim Schachter. I'm sorry, I'm butchering your name, man. I'm sure. Anyway, he set up another mirror for us, okay, another streaming mirror that I haven't had a chance to put on the website yet. But listen, he put it on the IRC chat already. It is http://wdsmn.com/8000/techshow. So if you want to catch us on another stream, like if our stream gets a little busy and choppy, please hit that stream over there and listen off of that one. It's runs just fine. I've been listening to it on and off all week. So thank you very much, Tim. We really, really appreciate that. And we also really appreciate Michelle from Canada, who we've been on the phone with Skype and GNOME meeting lately, testing our connections out. He's been really good, you know, a really good sport about us calling him up by the middle of nowhere and just talking to him and stuff. So the rest of you, you know, I would have called you on Skype too to test stuff out, but I don't know any of your Skype phone IDs. So if you'd like to let us know what they are, boy, we'll add you into the list, and that'll make things good. Right?
Skippy. Anyone? Sounds good.
Anyone?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. Am I talking to myself like usual, all right?
I'm going to go compile my kernel now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Dan's over there compiling a kernel. We just can't, we can't boss on him about that because I can't directly see him doing
it. We can't see him, yeah.
I'm going to download some more children's software.
Ah.
Aha, yeah, I got the kids using the computer now up here.
This is a good thing.
Yeah, hey, you know what? They got to get them using the computer sometime. The three-year-old's loving it. She can't get enough of it. And so every time I come up here to do some work, she wants to plug in her little mouse and get the ball rolling with playing some of those educational kids games.
That's awesome, man. That's where the future of Linux advocacy is everybody should make sure their kids
are running it, yeah.
I mean, I have an 11-year-old daughter, and I have her using it all the time. You know, she's got a little 400 megahertz laptop, and that's, you know, there's no Windows running in my house at all.
That's the only thing that's running on it.
So, you know, if you want to use a computer in my house, pretty much you're limited to some form of Unix somewhere. And
I got the same thing,
next
too.
Next to the huge rack here.
Yeah. Yeah, if you hear a hum in the background, that's because Alan's sitting right next to me.
Yeah, okay, I got like a fan at ear level here. I got two sun stations here going.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, you know, I think the only person that is running any Windows in their house or a non-Unix-based operating system is Mr. Metzler over there.
That's only occasional. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's only to run AutoCAD.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's only to run AutoCAD. Yeah, you have to keep the skills set up.
Yeah, listen to him pedal around that one, huh?
It's not pedaling. It's the only reason I have it on here.
Well, we have to run AutoCAD.
They have some good CAD programs for Linux, though.
I haven't found any that equal AutoCAD yet, and unfortunately, the industry that's a standard. So, you know, you sort of have to know it if you're going to do anything.
That rod. I'm sure they'll come up with something.
Oh, I think eventually, yeah. I think eventually, you know, Autodesk will get smart and start porting stuff over there because people will start using it. But for right now, everybody is using Windows or, you know, Microsoft crap in the office. So until they get a good sense of, I think, they're not going to do anything with it. So.
What are you
going
to do?
Yeah, you'd think, though, after
Dan,
so many
Dan's
years.
Dan's missing all the visual cues we normally have.
What are you compiling over there now, Dan?
I was just saying, you'd think after the number of years, I know there's some Linux AutoCAD software, that they'd be more, you know, they'd advance enough to be able to import AutoCAD files. Is that not the case?
From the couple that I play with, and it's been a long time since I played with them. They may be doing it now. I was taking a class about last year for AutoCAD, so that's the reason I have it on there. On it, I've just kept it on there, so I haven't really played around with any other, you know, Linux programs in a while. So I have to keep I should look up some more and find out if any of them have improved.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at my workstation, and you know that little mouse I bought for my daughter. Like, I got to reach around and pull out my other mouse and plug in that one in the back. I got two USB ports on the front of my computer. Why am I not using those?
Duh.
Yeah, stupid.
So how is your new computer, Dan?
It's running really great.
Cool.
Running really great.
Is that what we're Skyped into now?
Yes.
Cool.
Dan's powerhouse.
It's so nice to be able to compile software in just a few seconds. I mean, it just, like, flies right through. So
you're gonna have to compile more things during the show.
Yeah, I might switch to Gen 2 pretty soon. And get it all done in a day and a half. But yeah, it is a dream. Now I know someone who had some really great experience with tech support over the holiday, and I'm thinking that you're probably gonna want to talk about that, aren't you?
Funny guy.
Why don't you go ahead and is that something that you wanted to bring up on the show today?
Sure, I could talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, definitely. I give you time to talk before I start talking about other stuff I was writing notes on.
While you're compiling your kernel. Basically, what happened is this: before Christmas, this is the tech support from hell bit, right? I'm always complaining about something on the show. You guys know that. Well, right before Christmas, I bought this new flat panel 17-inch monitor.
I want to hear how we sound over on the stream.
Oh, okay.
So we don't hear this gigantic loop going on there.
Basically, I bought this new right before Christmas. I bought this new flat panel Dell 17-inch LCD monitor, which is really nice, you know. And it wasn't, you know, horrendously expensive. It was reasonably priced, and it works really well. And I've been using it for a month before Christmas, and on Christmas Day, the thing barfed on me, just completely, you know, lost any semblance of sync to the computer, and then, the whole screen went white and did the fuzz snow thing, and that was it. Like, it wouldn't work anymore. So I figured, since this thing is brand new, I would, instead of going through the people I got it from at the computer show, I would just go through Dell, because, you know, hey, it's a brand new Dell monitor, right? Why not just have them send me on a new one? So I called Dell, and I just got run around after run around, you know, trying to get this stuff done. It was unbelievable. I spent, on Christmas Day, I probably spent 3 hours on the phone with them, and I probably talked to every Indian tech support person that is employed by Dell, none of which knew what the hell they were talking about, and I got transferred from department to department. No, your monitor belongs to the computer, so we'll send you to the computer department. No, we really don't deal with that, so we'll send you to the PDA and accessories department. No, I don't deal with that, so we'll send you to the regular generic customer service department. You know, it was on and on and on and on. And then I finally got a hold of somebody.
With those great Americanized accents.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's tough to understand them, too. So you're waiting on hold in between departments for like 20 minutes. And then you get the next guy, and you can't understand them. And then they transfer to the next guy, and you can't understand. It was really horrible. And it wasn't entirely just the Indians either. Like, the first American woman that I got, which I was really happy to talk to, transferred me to nowhere. So she basically hung up on me, and I had to call back again. So five calls into there on Christmas Day after 3 hours. I finally get somebody who tells me, oh, yeah, okay, they're going to send me a new monitor out. And they give me a disposition number or something like that. Tell me it's supposed to be there that Tuesday. So, of course, Tuesday comes and the monitor isn't there. And I have to call them back to find out where everything is. Well, the disposition number isn't any, like, standard number that anyone in Dell recognizes. So I have to go round and round and round about with them again, trying to get somebody to figure out, you know, what was going on. Finally, I ended up, you know, with all the complaining I do about the Indian tech support, finally I ended up with this Indian woman who actually knew what was going on, found my stuff, transferred me, did a three-way call with me and FedEx, who actually had my monitor already and hadn't shipped it from their airport to my airport to deliver it because of some kind of weather condition. But,
well, it was when we had all those storms and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it worked out all right, and I finally got it, and it's working now. Thank God it's working now, because I really...
It looks really nice.
Yeah, I was lost without my monitor, you know. But it just, you know, you can read the rest of
having to type everything into the Y's up here.
Well, no, I was using my laptop, but you can read a lot more about it on my weblog, and you probably should do that if you want more details. But it really was a horrible experience, and you know, Dell, if anybody from Dell is listening, I got this to say to you. So, but yeah, it was bad. I'm sure everybody else has their horror, you know, tech support stories too. But this, I was really, really disappointed with.
You know, it's been a little while since I've had to call Dell tech support at work. I've generally
pickled the headphones. I've only got half.
Pushed them off onto the other people
there
I work
go,
with.
You.
Yo, Alan, what are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm sorry. I had to replug the headphone jack in there.
He like can't be satisfied with having his headphones in the same headphone jack as mine. He's got to like pull it out and play it through the stream as you stream.
Well, I just want to make I wanted to make sure the stream sounded all right.
Anyway, when I used to have to call Dell tech support, and they weren't too bad, but man, they made you jump through hoops. And like we had to call because we had hard drives going dead. And it was the same damn problem all the time. And after, like, the third call where they make me jump through the same damn hoops every time, pull out the Dell diagnostic disk, run the Dell diagnostic disk, do all this stuff, finally I just would tell them, look, I ran the Dell diagnostic. I did X, Y, and Z because I've already had three extra calls on the same problem. And finally, you know, once you start telling them, I'm not going to go through all those steps, I already did it, just basically lie. They send you the stuff.
That sounds like what I had to do with RCN.
Yeah.
Well, that's, in order for me to get a hold of somebody the last time that I called Dell, the first time on the last day that I called Dell, I went through their voicemail thing. Well, and that's the worst part, you know what I mean? Because it takes you 45 minutes before you even get anywhere close to talking to a human. But I figured that if you just pretend that you don't have a touch tone phone, eventually someone will answer the damn phone and you can talk to somebody who would direct your call to the right place first time. So that is my advice for dealing with them at this point. Just
not use the tone service.
Dial the number and just sit there and hang on until somebody gets you. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's still got a lot going on the IRC chat today, too.
Yeah, darn right. Now, I've talked with Cisco support frequently, and once you get the guy on, I usually do get a guy who has an Indian accent, which, it doesn't bother me. As long as I can, like, basically understand the person and hear them, and we can communicate, I got no problem with it. But it takes me, like, a few minutes to get acclimated to their accent and be able to have a conversation. But,
right.
Their tech support's not too bad, Cisco. Unfortunately, I can't say the quality of their catalyst switches because the power surge that goes through there, the switch is
that's
dead.
That's the reason you're calling them so much, huh?
Yeah, you know it. It, like, it rains, we're crossing our fingers. You know, this weather we're having right now, I'm just so paranoid. If one of those, we lose power and one of those switches goes down, I don't know if it's ever coming back. And that's not a fun thing to have to go through. when you got a whole building full of people pissed off because they can't get their email.
I've been pretty lucky the few times I've had to call tech support and gotten the Indian tech support because I work with a lot of people with the same accent, so I haven't had too much problem. I can usually pick up real quick.
But. Well, there was an interesting podcast that I believe it was one of those. Was it Gilmore? Not a Gilmore Gang, but I don't think it was from Pop Tech, but they had a whole thing on outsourcing. It was the guys that do the Gilmore Gang, but what's that other show that they run? IT Conversations.
IT Conversations, yeah.
They did a whole show about, there's, and I think there's going to be more coming on about outsourcing and the business model and, where to think that it's going over the next couple of years. And, it's just something that was cool to listen to.
Yeah.
Word. That's it, yo.
Oh, man.
Did you guys get anything decent for the holidays? I mean, I haven't seen Alan in 3 weeks, and I saw you right before Christmas, and then that was it, man. Like, I kind of dropped off the face of the earth, and I don't know where anybody else went.
Yeah, so. See, it's your fault.
Yeah.
We were all just waiting on you, Dan.
Yes,
it's all your fault.
Uh-huh.
Our wonderful, illustrious New Year show, which happens to be after New Year this time, because we didn't do it. But.
I got a Roomba.
A what?
So that's cool. A Roomba. One of those little robotic vacuum machines.
How does that work?
Vacuum cleaners. I think it works really well. You set it down in the middle of the room and push a button and walk away, and it finds out how big the room is. You know, it bangs into all the walls and finds out how big the room is and then vacuums it. It has a little charger it drives up into to charge itself so it knows when the battery's going dead. You hit the button and it backs off the thing and makes a little backup noise and goes out and cleans the carpet for you. It's great.
Now, can you hear it while it's running, or is it silent?
No, it makes noise, but it doesn't make any more noise than like a vacuum cleaner does.
I want to get one of those in the worst way, but every time I think about it, I'm thinking like, I have two cats and a dog. And
the cats don't do anything.
They terrorize them. You know?
No. The cats looked at it the first time I used it, and then they got bored with it real quick. They were just like, don't bother me. You know, when it came at them or something, they just like walked away from it.
I think my dog would wake out. You know, that'd be too much for her.
I was thinking of putting one of my little X10 cameras on it.
No, that would be cool.
See it go around.
Watch it back in the forward.
Yeah,
put a little web page up there. Alan vacuums his lore.
You need to bring that thing over here so we can clean up the dog crap under the table.
Yeah, right, doesn't pick up Dan's dog.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to pick up any dog crap with it. That's the reason I won't let it in where the cat room, the cat box is in their room. So
the doggy poopy.
It does smell better in my house than it does.
It's too bad I can't give you a whiff of the gas over the Skype call. Now I'd pay for that technology.
I can just imagine. Yes, smell of smell-o-vision.
Smell of Skype.
There was someone that was talking about having to call some tech support on the chat right now, and that they wanted them to pay for their expired tech support, their expired service contract. To get them up to date. Now, I had an interesting thing with that. We have an application at work to sync our palms with GroupWise, and we bought into it a 20-user license, and it expired like last February. So I called them up and inquired about getting a new version, and they're like, "Oh, you just up your service contract with us, and you'll get the new version." So we paid, you know, another round of service contract, whatever that fee was, and they were gracious enough to up it for up until February. So technically speaking, we paid for a whole year, not using 8 months of that year. We're only going to use the next 3 months just to get that upgrade. So I don't know.
Well, that sounds possibly slightly foolish.
Yeah, well, what can you do? they make it that it's just a hair cheaper than having to buy the full versions all over again. They're like, "Nah, you don't need to buy the new version. Just upgrade your service contract."
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I got to upgrade it again in February, 3 months later. The bastards.
Well, you know, a lot of companies make their money that way, by doing the server stuff, and that's how they get away with. That's how they say they get away with giving you cheap prices on like the hardware and stuff like that. Is because they charge for their service, even though, you know, most of us know that most of the products are made over in Taiwan or something where they're paying 5-year-old kids to do it a penny a week or something like that. But, you know, this is the world we live in, I guess.
What are you going to do?
Right.
Quit. Go back to work in retail or flipping burgers.
Right. No, I don't think so.
I resign. I will go back to smelling like a French fry. That's what it is.
Hey, at least you get to eat for free.
That's right. You want fries with that? You want fries with that? I can say that. I'm not, I'm a pretty humble guy. I can say that kind of stuff.
But you know what? You won't have to say, "Would you like that supersized anymore?"
Yeah.
"Would you like that biggie sized?" I think Wendy still asks that. "Would you like that biggie sized?"
That's right. You used to work for Wendy's, right?
Who, me? No, I did Taco Bell and Burger King.
Taco Bell and Burger King. I did McDonald's. Did you do any fast food?
Not fast food, no. I worked in a deli for 9.5 years.
At a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Alan's the meat man.
I did meat, yes.
Did you cut a lot of cheese?
He likes.
I cut a lot of cheese, yeah.
He cut a lot of cheese. He likes playing with the meat.
The horror stories from that one.
You know, I've heard that, you know, I had a friend who worked at the deli. He would tell me that there'd be, like, moldy, god-awful loaf, and old people would come in and they'd sell it to them.
Moldy cheese, you just slice off the outside.
Well, yeah, but that's normal, right? That's how they make cheese.
Yeah, it's just the wrong kind of mold, that's all. slimy ham, you take a brush and you just wipe it, wash it down.
I thought they never buy
ham salad. Never buy ham salad. That's dangerous.
I was going to say, I thought they made the ham salad out of the moldy ham.
You do. We used to collect all this shit for like a week at a time and then take it over into the meat department, into the grinder, and just dump it, just everything. I mean, we didn't care what it looked like. Just dump it into the grinder, take it out, throw like this mayonnaise, not the mayonnaise, the salad spread that they have.
Gross,
and you just like dig your hands in there, serve it all up. Oh, man, it was gross. But I sold a lot of it, though. The old people liked it.
you bring it home to your family.
Cheaper than cat food.
It was cheaper than cat food, yeah. Oh, that's not nice.
Did you ever throw a cat
one time
in
I got
there,
really?
Too?
No, we never threw animals or anything in there. But one time I got really pissed. Or, you know, I was just in one of my pissy moods that when, like I used to be all the time at work. I took this like 5-pound bottle of that Accent stuff, which is like MSG, nothing more, and dumped the entire thing into the bucket. I think the old people were bouncing off the walls that week. Did sell it all, though. They kept coming back for more. There was a lot of stuff that probably shouldn't have gone on that went on.
All FDA approved, I might add.
We were all FDA approved, yeah. It was all approved.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Well, the company doesn't exist anymore, so that's...
Yeah, well.
And I had nothing to do with
Wait,
that.
Who was it? Who was it, Acme? IGA?
No, I worked for Lenko.
Oh, Lenko.
No, I worked for Lenko.
The Bartolacci's. Was that their name?
I worked for the Bartolacci's, yeah.
Yeah, the Bartolacci's.
Except I worked in a Jersey store, so I got paid, not like the Pennsylvania ones. Because we were in a different union than the Pennsylvania ones. So I was making like $10 an hour, which back then was a lot. The people in Pennsylvania were making like $5. We just had a better contract.
Yeah, I hear that's why the those type of supermarkets, Lenko and was it Acme and all them went out because of having to deal with unions.
Well, that was probably a lot of the reasons. Yeah, I know one of the big reasons was it just got bought up by a bigger chain, and I forget the chain that bought them. And I guess they just decided it was, you know, easier to sell that chain to another chain, and then they decided that they didn't need it anymore. I think Bartolacci still run the Bart's over here.
TJ Bart's, yeah, right behind my house.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we talk about some Linux stuff?
Well,
you know what?
Well, I guess we could, yeah.
Well, what?
Because
it's like 9 o'clock, and I wanted to know, like, what you guys thought was, you know, what you guys thought were the most important Linux/Unix things for 2004. See if you guys had been paying attention to, like, the entire last year.
Firefox.
Ubuntu,
yes.
Ubuntu is good, yeah.
Is most cool, even though I still have yet to actually install it on a machine. Run a live CD a few times. I really like that, but I'm like dying to get it on a machine. I have one at work that I need to put it on, but I have not yet had the opportunity. And you said Firefox is a big one too. That's good stuff.
Let me think. Go ahead, Link. You talk for a minute. I'm trying to think of something that nobody else mentioned on all the other shows I've listened to that have done
nobody
the same
else?
Damn thing.
Well, I'm going to say Skull. This whole business with Skull, which has turned out to be a gigantic nothing. You know, they put all of this, like last year they spent the entire year doing their thing where they threaten everybody who's running Linux and stuff like that, and they've lost every lawsuit, and, you know, it's turned out to be a giant waste of time and energy and and keystrokes, I think. And, you know, a giant waste of the judge's time and stuff like that.
It still is a giant waste of time.
But I think, and I've heard this on other shows, too, that have done the same thing, but I think the biggest thing is probably Novell, who has taken over, you know, the Zemian desktop, and they've taken over SUSE and stuff like that, and they just, like, grabbed Linux by the horns
and ran with the other
thing. Booking with it, you know what I mean? They're not stopping for anybody, and, you know, and they've told, you know, they basically told SCO to piss off and stuff like that, which, you know, that deserves my accolade, I guess.
Malicious Rider email account?
Yeah.
What pray tell is that?
Apparently it's an email service that gives you like a tetrabyte of space. There's a guy named Adam Green who is conferencing me through Skype asking whether we have one of those. Anybody has one of those email accounts? And if they do, how to mount it like you do Gmail and Linux? So I have no idea, really. I don't know. The SCO thing just sort of fell off the face of the earth. And, you know, I hate to say it, but my interest in Grok Law went along with it, I guess. Nothing against Grok Law. I think it's a fantastic site. But, I mean, just like that, when all that SCO crap petered out, it's just, I don't know, Grok Law and even NewsForge, I haven't hit those as much either. I might hit them once or twice a week, but yeah, that just, I heard on a podcast that apparently SCO in their fight against the GPL is now.
What'd you hear then?
I forget which podcast I listened to, but apparently they were saying.
You heard it? Yeah, but you heard it on a podcast?
A podcast, yeah.
Podcasting, baby! Yeah!
Ouch. That hurt my ear. I think we have to turn that line down just a hair.
Alright. SCO has gone from suing or trying to sue against the GPL to using the GPL as a defense in one of their lawsuits with, who was it, IBM or something? Did you hear about that?
No, you know, I really have stopped paying attention to this go like a few months ago because they're, you know, they're such dudes.
What else? Open Office 1, GIMP 2. GIMP 2, that came out
That's
this
right.
year.
That's right, that came out this year. That was good.
With Vector and support and being able to do pathing, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic mm-hmm. job. And Inkscape and Soddy Potty really became usable. And so, you know, the combination of those two applications, sweet, sweet graphic development and image manipulation.
And don't forget podcasting, which just became a big thing, right?
Podcasting, baby! Yeah!
How could we forget? Yeah, and...
Seriously, you can't forget that because it's been... There's a lot of really good developments that have, you know, that have come along because of podcast. Not that we haven't been doing the show anyway, making it available for download and stuff. But I think it's reaching a lot more people now because of the podcasts than it was before, which is kind of cool. And that combined with the fact that the Linux show is not doing anything, at least not currently now. I've heard a few people. Yeah, I've heard a few people remark that. Started.
Are you saying that's a good thing for 2004 that it ended?
Well, no. I said the fact that they're not doing anything or haven't been currently, or at least for now, has pushed some people into, you know, checking out other sources of Linux information, which of course has rolled them right into our show. And I've seen a few people make about that too. Yeah. And also, you know, if you're just catching ours for the first time, you haven't heard about the Lug Radio show. A bunch of our friends over in the UK do another show called Lug Radio, and you can get that at www.lugradio.org, and you should definitely listen to them too. So that's my
Don't we have a little soundbite of their advertisement for that?
I can do a Lug Radio advertisement, sure. Here we go.
Loveradio.org.
Hi, I'm Matt from Love Radio in the UK.
That is so cool.
Who was that?
The BBC presenter.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm interviewing Boop Trunks.
I was doing my impression.
Anyway, we're Love Radio.
I was doing my impression of Dan there because, you know,
it looks like
he's jolly when he does. No, no, Alan, who looks like Hack.
Which is what looks like me?
Alan.
He doesn't look like
Lincoln's got the tall hat. So you remember.
Is his name actually Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Is his surname?
No, his surname's Best.
His name's got Lincoln. His name's Lincoln Abraham.
Link on.
The link on to
Linux.
Anyway, again, we're Love Radio.
Yeah, we're Love Radio over in the UK. That's LGRadio.org. And come on to our website.
We're British as well. We drink.
We like drinking.
Yar.
So anyway, we're going to Love Radio because we're only been given about 30 seconds. Come and listen to Love Radio. Loveradio.org. I'm sure you'll like. If you like, the link tech link show, I'm sure you'll like Love Radio.
Arr.
They like drinking.
Arr.
Arr. Everybody deaf now? Because I sure am.
Dan's
in a pound at his keyboard. I can hear you pounding on your keyboard.
I'm trying to get this guy's question answered, and it's hard to keep up with everything at once. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, what time is it? We still got 20 minutes before we take any calls.
Well, it's time for us to listen to our weekly musical
bag
selection.
Bag of crap.
You think? You want to listen to the musical selection for the week?
Sure.
Who is it?
It's Hank... Hank
Williams?
Hank Handy. Okay, and if we had actually had a show last week on Wednesday, this would have been like a real recent and current thing. But I have heard it on like 5 podcasts already, and you're going to hear it again anyway because I think it's cool. Hank Handy has made a Beatles mashup medley, which is, you know, basically a whole pile of Beatles songs all stuffed together. And it sounds really, really cool. I'm going to play it for you now, and we'll catch up with you in just like 2 minutes or so. Yeah.
Oh,
sounds
man. That hurt my ears, but you know what? I got a few. Each time it went choppy, I got a little break there so they could recover from the damage, only to have it hit me again.
Is it really loud?
It was really loud, and it got choppy towards the end there. Now, I think, you know, with conversation, Skype handles it a lot easier because, maybe it caches it a little bit.
Put the mic a little closer, Dan.
And... Why? Our listeners can hear me. You can. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I think with the voice, it's easier for Skype to keep up because there's pauses in there. With the music, it's a constant stream. And
I'm sure,
and
yeah.
Well, we'll keep working on it. Eventually, we'll get something working really well. And, you know, that includes it. I have to figure out a way to run a damn Ethernet cable between here and Dan's house and Bethlehem, you know. One day, we'll have
it. I'm going to get it set up so we can do this, so I can stay at home and do this as well.
Yeah, well, we could do that. We could have done that.
I didn't think about it until, like, I was halfway over here.
Yep, could have done a Skype freeway and done it that way.
About the same time I realized, it's like, oh, goddamn, I can't remember which house number Link's house is.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, gee, I don't even have my phone to call.
Yeah, we could have done it that way, too. Next time.
You know, I had a topic for discussion tonight, I think I'm going to wait till next week because you're not going to be able to get it in 10 minutes. And it has to do with, for the past couple of episodes, we've really been talking about Linux on the home user desktop and the adoption of it and the pros and cons and where it's at and where it's going and what we like and what we don't like. And I have a bunch of notes on it that I wanted to bring up so that we don't, you know, thinking about it from listening to the last 3 or 4 episodes and not having to rehash the same crap, but to get a little more coherent on some of the things that we were talking about and maybe springboard from there. So I think that's what we're going to do next week. Does that work for you guys?
Works for me.
You know, when we're all here in the same room and make it easier to have a discussion like that.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? And this is kind of a nice little bit of news that we haven't brought up, and I'm surprised it wasn't mentioned, but we were offered some space on the stream of Hack Radio.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. As a matter of fact, I just didn't have the appropriate time to do it yet. But yeah, go ahead and tell them.
Yeah, Stank Dog from SpinRev.com and Hack Radio has heard our show and would like us to come on over and join their stream at Hack Radio. What is the web? BinRev.
www.binrev.com.
Right, and I don't know if you've ever listened to Binary Revolution Radio. I'm trying to remember what some of the other shows that are on that right now. I've listened to a couple of the podcasts. I mean, I really like listening to those guys. They're talking about they do a lot with the 2600 group and a few of the other groups. The magazine authors at 2600, and what's the other one that's out there? Just recently came out, Alan. It starts with a B.
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head.
I can't think of it right now, and I don't want to go
the bottom of your head.
Anyway, I think that's a great idea. You know, that's fantastic to be able to bump them over on and join them. I think that'd be a great move for us. Get more and more listeners all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we've been doing pretty good lately, ever since we, you know, could advertise a little bit because we finally got a server to put up so that our bandwidth isn't, you know, totally created every show. We've been
your bandwidth, number,
yeah, my bandwidth. We've been getting quite a number of new listeners, which is really cool, you know. And like I said, the whole Linux show closing down thing, that didn't hurt either.
Yeah, so, I mean, now... That is definitely a good thing. And speaking of that, the new version of Dynabolic came out this week.
Yeah, and did you get that from my email? Like, I emailed that to you.
Yes. Yes, you did. I did get the email from you. I downloaded it. I like it. It's nice. And I started doing the stream again, but just doing Lug Radio and the last, you know, the season two of Lug Radio shows and our last shows from September, which I haven't streamed yet. And I seem to be having a problem, though, because after, like, four of the shows go through, it just drops off the stream. And there's no error message or anything. It just stops. So I'm wondering if it's...
Did you try, like, changing the order of the shows or something?
Yeah, I did.
One particular file craps out on you?
I did change the order of the shows, and it didn't crap out on that same file. It doesn't say that it's crapping out on a file. It just drops. There's no error message. Usually when it craps out on a file, it dumps out with an error message in the MPEG library. Is what I used to get. Now it's just like it got to the end of the song, or the show, or whatever file it was on, and that was it. Like, there was nothing else afterwards, and it just stopped. Which, I don't know. Maybe it's the list I put together. Maybe there's some kind of formatting in the list that it's not liking. And all I basically did was just list the files in there into a, you know, list that did the LS straight into a file. And all those files were in, the shows are in there. And then I yank some of them out. You know, maybe that's the problem. Maybe there's no carriage returns, or just not the proper return after a file, and that's why it's dumping out. Could that be it?
Could be.
What's the command? What do I have to do to look at the formatting contact, formatting in VI? What is that command? What mode do I have to? What is that?
You lost. Look at the format. Just open it.
You know, you can look at the file, but you don't see the formatting code in there. Like, you can't see if there's a carriage return at the end. You know what I'm talking about?
If there's a carriage return at the end, you're going to see it. It'll be a control M.
Right, but
what it does display is the Unix version, which is just a line feed.
Right. So if I open it up in VI, by default, I don't see the caret N. Don't I have to set a certain mode for that?
You'll see the caret M if it's there.
but if
since you built it under Linux, it's not there. You know what I mean? What you don't see is the caret L, which is the line.
Right, so how do I get to see whether that is actually there or not?
Let me look.
That's what I'm asking. Why am I such a retard on this? Because I think that might be the problem.
Because. now you're going to make me look through the man pages.
Burn it
now. Come on, somebody on the list has got to know this, right? Right off the bat? How do you get it to display the control carriage version there? I thought it did it by default. It just doesn't display the...
Sorry, I have like no clue. When it comes to VI, I can like delete a line, delete a character, and insert stuff, and that's as far as I go with it.
Well, VI is the stuff. You know who would know this? Flash would know.
Or Ricardo.
He's the EX guy, yeah.
Burn it. Yeah. Let me, hey, why don't I SSH into the stream box? Because don't have enough network connections going on over here. Let's hog up the bandwidth even more.
There we go.
Because nothing says...
I still think it does it by default, man. But the only thing that you don't see is the Unix line feed. Like, if there's a carriage return in there, you get that control M at the end. I mean, I get that every day at work.
Yeah, but I'm still thinking there is, and I've done it before, and now I can't remember. Anybody. Matthew Bischoff wants to ask us a question, and we're getting close to that time that we want to take phone calls. I don't know how that's going to work out. I don't know.
I think you're going to have to drop us over here and then put everybody in the conference again on your end, Dan.
Okay.
Yep, so tell them, anybody who wants to Skype us in or wants to Skype in and talk to us this time, you need to let Dan know.
Instant message him or something.
Yeah, I am him through Skype or whatever. Let him know, and in order to get this working right, he's got to drop us and then start a conference call with all of us at the same time. So that's the way we're going to work it. That's what I'm thinking anyway. Something, something.
All right. So, I'm not having any luck looking that up in Google. I'll do that after the show. I don't want
to
miss. I don't want to miss anybody who wants or what's going on. Okay. Let me see if Matthew Bischoff is ready. Any comments from you today, Alan?
No. I'm
not
quiet today. Quiet today.
Have you listened to...
Alan is his usual talking self.
Well, I did some talking before. It wasn't very tech-related, but...
Hey, no, the Roomba stuff is cool, man.
Roomba is cool.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Waiting. Wonder what happens.
What are
you waiting on? I'm waiting for. I was just waiting on Matthew Bischoff. I sent him a little message there, and I don't want to. I don't want to cut you guys off until I know he's ready. Little half and half tonight, Alan.
Say that one again.
Is it getting a little half and half tonight?
Little half and half.
Yeah. You know what half and half is, right?
No, this is confusing me right now.
Do we really want to know?
look it up on the UrbanDictionary.com.
Okay. I'll go do that now.
So, hey, you know what? Are you updating your systems over there at Link's house? Take advantage of his bandwidth.
I only do that a year.
I don't have as much bandwidth as you do now. So.
No, I did do a bash pointer before the show started, but.
Dang it, dang. Hey, do you have how is your internet connection over there?
At the new house, it's great. Actually works.
Is it still?
I shouldn't say anything. Let me knock on wood here. It actually works.
Is it RCN still?
It's still RCN, yeah, but it's two-way now, so I actually have a real connection now.
Lucky you.
It's pretty good.
Is the weather really bad over there? Because I went outside, like, right before the show, and it didn't look bad at all. It looked like it was just raining over here, and there was a little bit of ice on top of some of my, like, the little mini shed out back, but my steps
weren't
frozen.
It's getting slushy out there now. If it gets cold, it's going to ice up really bad. There was snow in the car and a lot of slush.
Well, what are you going to do, man, huh?
It doesn't bother me either way. I could have done it.
Do you have RCN Digital over there?
The cable? Yeah.
Yeah, so do you have, like, the on-demand stuff?
Supposedly, yeah. I mean, I haven't bothered with any of that yet. Basically, because I don't want to pay for it.
Uh huh.
And the RCN box is. I think it's a Motorola. It's when you used to like a little bit of a delay when you change channels with TiVo. This one has a huge delay. You have to push a button, wait. Push the button, wait. For it to change channels. That's the thing really annoying. I could put the extended basic on there, which I think I'm probably going to drop because it gives me the do-it-yourself network about 8 different music channels, MTV, you know, 8 different versions of MTV, which one is bad enough, but, you know.
There's not really
a whole lot on there.
Any of them playing music?
These are MTV channels that actually play music, yeah. But it all sucks anyway, so. Even there's like 4 different VH1 channels on there. 2 movie channels. I think I got the International Network and Sundance and one other one. A couple Discovery channels. It's actually for the $10 extra a month. I'm not sure that it's going to be worth it. But then again, I don't watch a lot of TV anyways. It's more for the wife. She has a soap network on there, so if anything else, I'm going to make her pay the extra $10 a month. It's like, it's got your soap network on there. Maybe you want to do it.
Hey, my mother-in-law has the Comcast digital with on-demand, but not any of the page. She gets like a Stars and I think something, yeah, Stars on-demand for free. And, you know, they have some pretty good movies on there. That's a, what, Bad Santa? Over the
They have a video on demand, which supposedly you can, like, stop and fast-forward it, and, you know, and rewind and stuff on it, but I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, you could do the
probably
same thing on there, but...
I'll probably try one of these nights I get really bored on it, but I haven't really had time to sit down in front of the TV. We just got the couch, so I'm finally off of the lawn chairs that I had in had in the living room, my super uncomfortable lawn chairs that I had. So maybe I'll worry about setting up the TV now, but it's just been on, you know, it's background noise whenever I have it on now. So because
I'm trying to read through the IRC chat because everybody's like chatting away over there and.
Yeah, my mother-in-law was like, I got the digital Comcast with the deep PVR. It's just like having TiVo. I'm like, nah, it's not.
No, it's
you
not the same as having TiVo.
You press the fast forward, but I was watching Ghost in the Shell, the movie, and I fell asleep the one night halfway through it, and it was like what's an hour and a half long. It took me like 5 to 6 minutes to get back to the point by fast forwarding through it, whereas with TiVo, mm-hmm. it's just been like, and there you go.
Yeah, you hit it and you fast forward 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah, that's you can't really do that.
Works a lot better.
All right,
so what's going on? Are we taking a caller or what?
I was waiting for Matthew Bischoff to come on. I just got a WDSMN just put me on their list. Now they're live. I don't know if they want to talk to us or what. There, that's Cody, right? Over there, WDSMN. Is that Cody?
No, that was Tim. He's WDSMN-com.
Right,
yeah.
And what am I thinking? Anyway, I'm waiting for somebody. I changed the status. I'm waiting to see who wants to come online.
Talk to us.
But and Matthew Bischoff is not... He's still online, but he's not responding back to my messages. And if I try and call him... I'd have to hang up on you guys and do a conference call.
You want
me to try that? At the very least, fine. You know, you guys are going to be back on in just a second. Hold on. Let me see if I can conference him in.
Sure.
All right. Be right back. All right. Now we got rid of those guys. We got some real fun. Ha ha. Conference call. Create a conference call. And we'll see if we can get Matthew Bischoff on. Hello?
We're here.
Okay. I'm ringing Matthew Bischoff.
He said no answer.
I'm going to give him a... Hey. All right. WDSMN is calling in. It's not ringing from...
Please leave a message at the tone.
Ouch.
Oh!
Whoa!
What are you trying to, like, do?
No. That was the Sam answering machine on Matthew Bischoff's...
Oh, yeah. But you gotta dump us off so you can get WDSMN.
Right, so I'm going to dump everybody off. Matthew, if you're there, you know, let us know that you're ready to talk. I'm going to conference in MSDNN.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. All right. All right, here we go. I'm going to call. Hold on one second. Yeah. We actually need a fourth person here to manage all the Skype stuff. That would be pretty cool. Anyway, we're going to conference somebody in right now. And let's go. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, I'm conference. I'm ringing him right now, hopefully. We'll see how it goes. Ring-a-ling-a-ling. Who was it that called us and didn't have a... well, what happened to him?
I don't know. It's done. He just disappeared off the face of the planet.
Who called us and didn't have a microphone? Remember that one? That was like the...
Oh yeah.
I forget who that was.
Got Skype running in, but I don't have a microphone yet. Well, that kind of like defeats the purpose, right?
Pretty much. He's trying, though.
If you're going to do that, then, you know, pretty much use GAIM. G-A-I-M. That'll do the same bit, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Anyway.
So we've got this great half-hour segment at the end of our show, and nobody wants to call us.
All right. Skype crashed on him. That's what happened. We'll try him again next week.
We still have time. If you just start up again and we'll try him again.
Let's see. Who just Brian Reichert. How about we try and conference him in? All right? Hold on a minute. I'll be right back.
Hey, man, I'm at your mercy.
All right. Hold on. We're going to try again. No. Let's see if we can get how many people we can actually get on here. We'll get Link back. And then Brian Reichert. And we'll try doing this. And here we go. Yo!
It's me. And Alan.
All right, I'm trying to two other people, WDSMN. Problem with remote sound device on him. Ringing Brian Reichert, but he hasn't picked up yet. Ringing.
He says, hold on, he's got to turn the mic off.
Skype crashed again for WDSMN. Brian!
He says, hold on, he's got to turn the mic off.
Skype crashed again for WDSMN. Whoa, we got some feedback
Brian.
Going on.
Just hold on, he's got to turn the mic off.
Hey, Brian,
put headphones on.
Turn your radio down. Turn
your speaker down.
Whoa, we got some feedback
Brian.
Going on.
Round and round it goes.
Brian, turn your radio down. Turn your speaker down.
Whoa, we've got some feedback going on.
Round and round it goes.
Brian, turn your radio down.
Whoa, we've got some feedback going on.
Round and round it goes. The Missile Tech Show on Acid.
You know, we could just leave now. It would just keep going. Just keep going for an hour. Yeah.
The Missile Tech Show on Acid.
You know, we could just leave now. It would just keep going. Just keep going for an hour. Yeah.
Still going.
Put all the pretty colors now.
We can just leave now. We'll just keep going. Just keep going for an hour.
Still going.
Put all the pretty colors now.
It's just getting worse and worse, Dan. Why don't you whack that connection in?
Holy moly. Oh. Ouch. We could try that again, I guess. I don't know. Hold on. I'll bring back Link, and we'll...
There we go.
We're going to try it again. How did that happen?
Now that was strange.
You there, Brian?
I was speaking back.
It was flashbacks, I tell you.
There we go.
We're
going to
try it again. How did that happen?
That was going to just
What are you doing over there, Dan?
You know what? I don't know. Here comes Matt. Hold on. Matt.
Ooh, hey, how's it going?
Matt, can I call you back in just a second so I can conference you in with Link?
No problem.
All right, hold on. Link. Link. Link.
Yeah.
That was Matt. Hold on, I'm going to conference you in with Matt, okay? All right, hold on. Man, this is a pain in the butt. It was just nice if we could just add him on the fly. All right.
Hello.
We're here.
Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Yeah, how's it going?
All right, how are you? Man, you sound great.
I got this great new microphone, you know.
From Radio Shack?
It does sound good, yeah.
Yep.
It did.
So you had a question there, Matt.
Yeah, I was, someone recommended this Ubuntu Linux. I just wanted to know, you know, some things about it and what it was and stuff.
Oh, you called the right show, man, because Ubuntu is the most rocking distribution, desktop user distribution, I think, of Linux that has come out. That's my personal opinion. I run it on the PPC version of it on my laptop, mm-hmm. PowerBook. And I was just blown away. The install was pretty much, you know, pretty easy. For a desktop user version of Linux, I don't think you could go wrong. I mean, I detected all my hardware, set everything up properly. When I plugged in my flash device that had pictures on the flash card, it asked me whether I wanted to transfer those files over to my hard drive, just like, you know, plugging it into a OS X on the PowerBook. It's just, I think it's really sweet.
Cool. There's a live version of it also, if you can get it.
Yeah, try the live copy. Then you don't even have to really install it, you know, if you're not comfortable.
Yeah, that's the one I have here. I downloaded it with BitTorrent.
Now, I've heard people say that there has been some issues with the live version, and it's nowhere near as good as actually installing it yourself.
Supposedly the hardware detection isn't as good as doing the full install.
Right. But,
I see.
Yeah. Once you get it installed, now I don't. You run Linux over there, right, Matt? You have something running.
Yeah, I Red Hat.
Okay.
Fedora.
See, I don't know how much you use it, but I don't know if you do any. If you like to get the developmental packages, do compiling yourself or whatever. The Synaptic, which is the package management system for Ubuntu, is really easy to use and to. Grab all the other software that you might want that may not be on there. I think it's definitely two thumbs up. It's Debian, as according to the Lug Radio guys, it's Debian done right.
Debian
done right. Debian.
I was waiting for somebody to catch that. Yes, it's Debian done right.
All right, cool.
Let us know how that works out for you, though, what you think about it. We'd love to hear your review of it.
Yeah, definitely. Just let everybody know, no one has hacked this computer yet. Sad. Very sad.
What's your IP address again?
Hold on one second. I got to go to IP Chicken, figure it out.
It's like a long-standing project.
It's 68.45.126.208.
And repeat it one more time, please.
68.45.126.208.
There you go. You guys hear that? Hack his machine. He wants you to erase
text
all his
file
files.
On the C drive.
Text file on the C drive.
I hacked you. That's right. Yeah.
That's all he wants. Yeah. Somebody do it. If you do it, he's going to switch to running Linux instead of Windows.
There you go. It'll be my primary operating system, but, you know, not yet.
So, you guys, what are you waiting for? All right, Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be talking to you soon. And, hey.
Of course.
Have a happy new year.
You too.
And I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you, Matt. That was,
Matthew Bishop.
That was, I can't talk. Yeah,
from Escape from, you know what he didn't do? He didn't
Escape from the World.
Yeah, he didn't plug his website or his podcast.
Well, yeah. He's still not feeling well, sir.
Yeah. All right.
Well, go check his podcast out anyway. It's Escape Radio.
MatthewBischoff.com.
Yep,
MatthewBischoff.com. His podcast is really great. Isn't he doing the podcast wiki, too?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, give him a listen. Anybody else want to call us? Anybody else want to create a feedback loop?
I said we try the feedback loop again.
Yeah, you like that,
didn't
you?
That's going to be looking for the next...
I thought it was great. It,
the next...
I thought it was having flashbacks or something. It was like a dead show. Like drums in space, wow.
I say, you know what? I say we hack Matt's box and just install Linux for it.
Hold on a second. Hello?
I say we hack Matt's box and just install Linux for it.
Hello? Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, it's only half of it.
Brian Riker's still trying to contact me. Hold on a second. Hello. Hey. Dude, we're feeding back. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey. Yo.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
For some reason, we keep feeding back on Brian's calls. Like, I answer his call into me, and the only thing I hear is myself talking to me. Hold on. Hello. Like, I answer his call into me, and the only thing I hear is myself talking to me. Oh man, that is annoying. You know what I think's going on with Brian?
No.
I think he's listening. I think the stream, he's listening to the stream while he's calling in. And that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, he's got to turn the stream off.
Yep.
That is what's happening. That is, you need to turn the stream off.
That's it, Brian. Turn your stream off and then Skype into us.
And that's the way it goes. But then they lose listening to the fantastic... discussions on the stream. the only thing you actually you'll lose is
you can like reconnect afterwards.
Yeah, hold on a second. Brian. Brian, you still there? Hello? Like you said, something funky's going on in there. It's me. Hello? That didn't work out either. Hey.
Hey.
And I don't know. He turned off the stream, but I still was getting like a little feedback there. But it was feedback that I heard almost instantaneously. So it was like Skype
that
was.
That means you're getting it through. It's echoing through the speakers then.
Yeah. Somehow it's it is echoing.
Yeah, we need to make a fact on how to do this, I think. You know, like, first of all, turn off your stream. Second of all, buy headphones.
You know what? Yeah, he did turn... What we need to do is probably maybe do some test calls outside of the show so we get more more adept at using these.
Oh, come on. It's so great doing our testing live.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's interesting, right?
It's production.
That's what
other shows have, like, other stuff down, you know. We just kind of roll along as we go. And we've been rolling along for well over a year now, though.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, why don't we do this, and then, you know, we'll go off and do it right in the middle of the show. Never testing it. Just go ahead and... Well, what happens if we try and boot the different kernel dynamically on the show? Will it drop the stream? Why not? Why not indeed?
Yeah.
What's the good word there,
yeah,
Alan?
We'll have to make it a little...
None at all.
How to call lessons.
How's Tim McGraw doing?
You'd have to ask my wife that. I refuse to get involved.
You do, does she have his...
Alan likes to...
No, I think the cardboard things are still in the back of her car.
Are they like the full life-size...
They're the other... Yeah.
No, they actually...
Yeah, They're going, they're folded up in the back of the car.
Don't tell me she, like, puts them in the bedroom, man. That would be really...
No. They're going in the basement.
She has one She has one right between her and Alan. So if Alan turns over...
She, like, dresses them up in different clothes every day.
She had a special real doll made up.
She has Alan wear a Tim McGraw mask around the house.
I always wondered why when I went over there, she keeps calling him Tim. Now I know.
There you go. She's happy. There's a couch there now, so she can, like, crash on the couch.
Yeah.
It's probably where I'll find her when I get home. She'll be asleep on the couch.
With Tim McGraw.
Could be.
Holding her.
It'll probably be playing on the TV, I'm sure.
You know what you should do, Alan?
It's like the only thing saved on TiVo right now is a couple of her Tim McGraw things.
You know what? Here's the best thing you could do. Either get, like, you need to get the toilet bowl decorated with Tim McGraw's face.
Airbrush it on the bottom.
That's it. Then she could, you could actually get your little bit of revenge right there on the whole Tim McGraw thing.
Something to aim at, yep.
That'd be funny. Wow. What would your wife think of that?
Wouldn't that go over well?
When she meets him, she can say, "Hey, Tim, I sit on your face every day."
Oh.
That's crazy.
Well, it's actually the bass player that she really likes, but they pretty much don't have cardboard cutouts of him, though, so.
You should make her one.
Although it was hilarious. When we went to go see, two years ago, I had to go up to Foxwood, not Foxwood, the Mohican, the Indian gambling place up in Connecticut. On to go see him. And she was, like, hanging out in the lobby waiting to, like, see one of them walk by. And she ran into the bass player, which is the one that she likes, on it. So she was like, she came back up to the room. She was like all excited and everything. And then we're going down to dinner. We get in the elevator and, you know, go down one floor and it stops. And who gets in the elevator? But the bass player that she really likes. And you want to see my wife go completely white. I mean, like, all of the blood drained from her face. She was like, oh, he's in the elevator. Oh. It was hilarious.
Oh, man.
I took a picture of the two of them together, and my wife looks like a ghost on it. She's just, like, so astounded that, you know, like, you know, her biggest dream just came true on the elevator.
See, that must be nice, because I really don't admire anybody that much, you know what I mean?
Oh, she loves the guy. I mean, you know, weird and all, you know, sends him, you know, Christmas cards and stuff. One step away from that stalker bit, I think.
That's the way I feel when Link comes over, because I admire him so much. I sometimes I have a hard time staying out from under the table when you come over. Does she ever get a Christmas card back from him?
No, of course not.
The bastard. I like that.
I would really doubt he even gets the Christmas card in the first place, but...
Who do you
but
send
it makes her happy, so.
Who do you send Christmas cards to, Alan?
I don't. I haven't sent a Christmas card out, I think, in my life. No, actually, I shouldn't say that. I used to work with this guy, Tom, on that. I haven't seen him in probably 15 years. But I send a Christmas card to where he used to live, or at least, as far as I know, lives. I don't know whether he still does or not. Every year, it's gotten to be a joke because I've never gotten one back from him. I first started sending him, he would like send a Christmas card back. And I think I pissed his wife off or something, which is quite probable, since I haven't seen him since the wedding. So I obviously did something wrong there. But now it's gotten to be a joke that while we were at this strip bar, so she didn't really like that. So I'm sure I was branded a bad influence there. But like every year, I send a Christmas card down. I have no clue whether he gets it or not. Family, he's like, oh, here's that stranger who sent us a Christmas card last year. But it never comes back, so I figure somebody's getting them.
Quite possible. It's
Christmas cards. I like them when they come with money.
Yeah, mine rarely do anymore.
I know. Doesn't that stink? After you get like past 16. These don't come with money anymore. It's a bummer. Link, why didn't you send me a Christmas card with money in it?
Because I don't have any money. I work for a living, that's why.
Our listeners can send us Christmas cards with money in it. They don't care if it's 2 weeks after Christmas. Money's still good.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of that, aren't we like the only show that you've seen lately that doesn't have one of those little donate PayPal icon thingies?
Pretty much, yeah.
Every time I go to another website, they have the little, help support this show, donate money with PayPal thing. And, that's kind of cheap, I think.
We don't want money. We want hookers.
We do the show because we like doing the show, and we want you to send us really new, really fast hardware.
Yeah, we want hardware. We don't want money.
Yeah.
Alan
needs a new desktop.
Yeah, Alan needs a new fast desktop. We can always use some, fast desktops and some nice black panel LCD monitors and stuff like that. You know, the whole little chump change up for PayPal.
Alan needs a MythBox if anybody's interested.
I mean, we need $60,000 to... We got some debt we need to pay off.
Yeah.
The Skype is costing us a lot of money.
It's horrible. So we've like done an hour and a half show here.
Yeah, I think it's about time to wrap it up and put up the pod feed cast.
Yes, indeed.
Poop. Still haven't received any anything about the control characters and VI.
Well, like I said, I tell you, I know when I do it at work, I get files that I have to check that are made on a Windows machine, and they always have the little Control M thingy at the end.
Right. No, I've seen that.
Carriage return. And I like I see that every day, but I never see it if it's just a line feed. Like a Unix log feed, I never see it there. But,
sure.
I'm sure there's a way to get it to, display X values or something for a control character.
But there shouldn't be anything wrong with creating a playlist like that, though, right? Just listing the
I
files?
I wouldn't think so.
Damn.
I wouldn't think so. If the playlist will play through, XMMS, you would think it would go through Muse without a problem, too.
I don't know. It's really weird. I think I'll try and reduce the names. These are really long names. There's no reason I need to put them. I'll see if I can reduce the names and make them the list up manually, type it in. Maybe that's what's causing the problem. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hey, got a whole week to figure it out.
That's right.
Trial and error.
So tune in to the stream live all week to pick out and fix it.
And we got to figure out how to get it over on BinRev at Hacker Radio.
Right. Well, I'm waiting for them to call us back, and I think what's going to happen is they'll probably just grab our
grab our files, make them, and put them on whenever they have space.
Right.
I'm thinking. All right. We'll try that. At any rate, it's 10:01 according to my clock.
It's time
over there
to go.
10:01.
Time for a shave and a shower.
Yep. Something
and
like that.
Is Alan sleeping over there tonight?
I hope so, yeah.
Who don't
you? You didn't tell him about that, did you, Lee?
What?
You can come in, but you can never leave.
That's right. Like the Hotel California.
It's the Hotel Link.
You can check in anytime
you
want.
Anytime you want.
But Alan will never leave.
Right. No kidding. All right, folks.
Merry New Year.
That's right.
Yeah, Happy New Year's, everybody.
End of our show number 65 here at the Linux Tech Show. Thanks for listening to us for another year, and keep listening.
Definitely.
I'm Alan.
Hey, this is Dan. And you know what? Right. I could just cut you guys off and continue on for another hour.
You could.
But I'm not going to. Are you going to play us out? Are you going to try that music?
Am I going to try and play us out?
Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead and try and play it out. It'll be all choppy and screwy. And
here we go.
Happy days.
Good night, all.
The Linux Link Tech Show.
Linux Link Tech Show.